now so am I.
Oh, good. And my phone just fell. We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Today's a good day.
Today's a great day. Things are literally banging on all cylinders in my neighborhood. It's so fucking loud. Yeah, it's like, it's nice to wake up. And on top of the regular anxiety of pandemic 2020, other real life shit happens. I swear to God, this morning, I woke up and I'm like, don't look at your phone. Wait for like 10 minutes. Because as soon as I open up my emails or my texts, I feel like someone just hit me over the face with a sack of bricks.
Well, yeah, it's like, is the falling down of the whole world and economic structure not stressful enough?
Yeah.
We got you.
Hold on. Here.
Well, just switching it up.
Yeah.
You know? You don't want to be anxious about the same thing every day.
Right.
It's more fun this way.
Yeah, it's more fun. And I know, and it's fun because now we both have shit. So now we both have stuff that we're like, it's like if you're like your ankle hurts and you're like, oh, my ankle hurts. And it's like, you want a distraction from that and someone punches you in the fucking tit. You're like, oh, then that hurts more.
Yeah, exactly. Again, like we were saying, guys, break your bones. If you're stressed out and depressed about the pandemic, just break a bone. Grab your hammers. Just start smashing.
Yeah, I've got at
least... You'll be distracted. It's a nice distraction.
There are at least 7 hammers or something across in my neighborhood. So if you're near the Upper East Side and you need a hammer, I got you.
If first 7.
Yeah.
First come, first serve. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Wendy's garage band wasn't working. It's just...
I know.
Wendy just sends me a text. She's like, well, GarageBand's giving me the wheel of death. And I was like, okay, so no episodes this week ever again.
Right.
Also, if you guys don't think that if this ever ends, which it probably won't, we'll be doing this long after the internet's gone down and we can't actually put it out in the world, we'll still do this, just talking to ourselves. But if we ever did end, we will not tell you. No. It will just stop coming out.
Yeah.
We'll just disappear.
Right. The internet's gone and we're still going to, when we talk on the phone, hold microphones.
Oh, of course. It's a comfort.
Yeah. If you focus more, you got a microphone, you're like, oh, I need let me really think about, well, most people, not
us. Like, I was going to be like, I don't think that really applies to us. Yeah. When you hold a mic, you know, you speak, you pronunciate better. You're more capable of forming full thoughts into sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that's not us at all.
No. Like in theory, that would be in the old world. That was the case, but now,
no more.
Everyone's doing shows on their phones and making little videos, and everyone's got a fucking microphone. And shout out to Delaney. Thank you so much. She's gonna help me get a new phone. For a good price. You guys are, we love you so much.
We love you so much.
Everybody that listens.
This is why the commune's going to work so good.
Yeah.
Because everyone has different skill sets.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know who we're talking about, you got to get on the Patreon and join these chats. I do love it. It was that you guys are the best. Yeah. I was like, my phone does not record. The internal mic isn't working. And Russ, yeah, it's a Rusty's the tech guy. Rusty was like, well, what's the problem? And as I explained it, he was like, oh, son of a bitch. And Delaney's like, well, I can get you a discount.
So, I believe what he said was, can you make calls? And you said no.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, then that's, I mean, as the base thing a phone should do is make phone calls. So, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from you,
yeah,
Rusty, but I could have told her that.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun thing because normally, and again, with the Bluetooth, I can do it. So with the AirPods, I can obviously, I'm obviously making a call now. But like, for example,
is that how we're talking?
Yeah.
This is a wild fever dream.
And part of me, I'm like, no, like, the idea, the same, it's like, well, I can survive on canned food and frozen food. And I've been really trying with the phone to make, I'm like, I can survive this way, but I'm like, I actually can't because I miss calls. If I can't find my like headphones, my AirPods, if the phone rings, I cannot pick up the phone and say, hey, 1 second, let me find my, or I can't just make a regular phone call. So I'm like, well, it's time to
yeah.
Time to bite the bullet. I can't ADR all my little sketches, which I started doing and I was like,
I actually disagree with that.
It's actually, it kind of, dude, they're kind of funny. It's kind of funnier.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but in a sad way. It's funny in like a...
It's just the ADR is just you crying.
Yeah. It's just me going, fuck, fuck.
Yeah. Like this audio is not matching up. I think it's just stuck on a loop. It's just scream crying and saying fuck over and over again. Oh, man.
Oh, that's actually a genius idea and possibly what I'm going to do later tonight.
Oh, also, this might have to be another where we take shit breaks because I had bacon and cottage cheese for breakfast. So.
Oh, my.
I mean, it would if only I had some beans on the side, but...
Now, how was
I'll
it?
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you're having bacon and cottage cheese for breakfast, so we're obviously taking whatever the fuck we can get.
Hey, that is an ideal breakfast.
It actually sounds delicious. So, did you
it's low carb.
Uh-huh. It's keto. We are very skinny. Again, if you're not on the Patreon, you don't know this. We are supermodels. We're
thin, beautiful models.
Yeah.
Ask anyone. Except anyone that's met us in real life. But other than that, ask anyone.
Right. Wait, so how did you do? Did you take the bacon? Did you use it like as a scooper, like as a utensil?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's so it's like it's instead of a cracker, you fat cunts. You just crisp up some bacon. Look at me, I'm skinny. So skinny.
I like those chips that they make where it's like cheese, where they're like, look, it's.
Oh my, Costco sells tortillas, but it's just cheese.
Oh,
I haven't bought them. I want to get them so fucking. It's like a wrap.
Yeah.
So it's like tired of wrapping things in tortillas into regular things. How about just cheese? Which I'm like, I've been doing that for years with just slices of cheese and then putting things like a taco, like a cheese taco.
Right.
But this is like a cheese burrito.
Oh, my. That sounds great. I like the Parmesan crisp, like Parmesan, like the crisps that they make. I said Parmesan. I don't know.
I liked it. It was very European of you.
I got to tell you.
A mozzarella. Oh, a Parmesan.
The Parmesan. Oh, I'm sorry. My garage band didn't open, huh?
Oh, I can't wait. I really feel like both our garage bands are just going to stop working, and this will be the episode that never was.
I know.
God willing.
Oh, if only. But I like those, because there's a word where it's like, yeah, it's no carb, so like it's not, I'm being skinny, I just ate a bag of fried cheese because yeah. I care about my body.
Yeah, because I'm thin. I'm a model. A beautiful, thin model. Yeah, that's the cheese, like, full tortillas that Costco sells. I looked at it's like so like 50% of your daily fat.
is it like cheese mix? I'm gonna look it up later and read the ingredients because now
no,
I am.
It's just cheese.
It's just like a big slice of
it's
cheese.
It's not like cheese and flour mixed together.
It's which oh
can I do that? Just a disgusting paste.
Well, that's like at IHOP, they do in their omelets and stuff like that, they put pancake batter, they put flour in their eggs to make them fluffier. I swear to Christ.
It makes them bigger, too.
Yeah.
And saves you money.
Right. And it's a good way to get carbs with your eggs because that's the problem I have with eating a veggie omelet is I'm like, this is good, but it's not pancakey enough.
There's not enough bread in here. I'm sorry. Can I get more bread in my eggs?
Excuse me?
I'm going to have to take a shit. Was greasy bacon and cottage cheese a bad choice right before we recorded?
I started to try to eat something, but I mean, I had Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes. That was actually yummy, but I started to eat and I was like, oh, I'm so anxious. I feel like I'm going to fucking puke. And so I would take two bites. I'm like, that's it. I can't. I'm done. Goodbye. And I just paced around my apartment, and I'm like, this is good for my mental health. Just like a fucking meth addict, back and forth, just looking at my phone.
Just eating peanut M&Ms.
That's what I wish I had, but I don't. I went into CVS yesterday, and the M&Ms were on sale, and I was like, Wendy, Rebecca, you do not need M&Ms. You're already stressed out. Stop it. Stop. And I did not, and I was so proud of myself. And so my reward is Peanut M&M's. Oh. I'm going to mix that in my omelet just to like change it up.
Well, that's another problem. That's another issue I have with any egg dish, frittata, over easy, omelet. There's not enough chocolate and candy coating. That's really the big problem.
Right.
Oh, that's like a nice candy coated omelet.
I would
like a nice, because also then you don't have to eat the toast because it's got that crunch. Or you know what else you could do? Just crack fucking a bunch of eggshells in your eggs.
Yep.
Then you'll also get that nice crunch you're looking for.
For texture. You know what we could do? I bet. Here's how we market that. So you go to menus and it says like the Denver omelet or the Western omelet. Now this is not a peanut M&M thing, but this is a way to get chocolate and candy coating. Is what's one of our favorite places in the whole wide world that may or may not sell fudge with lots of different items in it?
Guys,
get ready.
Uranus.
For the omelet in Uranus. And this is, well, it'll be a common thing like a Western omelet or a Denver omelet. And it just is a regular omelet with peanut M&M fudge in it. Done.
This seems like a great idea, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, just a nice, like, fudge in the middle. And then the heat from the eggs.
Mm.
It'll get, like a nice, like, pudding texture.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm. Also, we could do that. We could just throw some pudding in the middle of your own. What are we wasting our time with fucking fudge?
Yeah.
Just crack open a snack pack.
Right. Put tapioca pudding in the middle of your eggs.
Yeah, it amazes me what makes us actually feel physically and what does not.
That was a fake throw up, because as I said it, I was like, that actually sounds kind of good. Like bubble tea texture in your eggs. Mmm.
Oh, just like big, like a real, like a meaty tapioca ball.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tapioca, when I was a kid, I liked it. But it was like once, I remember I was like, oh, this is good. And then I remember the first time I had it in my mouth and I stopped and like really we talked about this a few years ago on the podcast, mindful eating, where they were like, this is the new diet where you just shame yourself while you're doing it.
Yeah, just while you're eating, really think about what you're putting right in your body.
But I remember as a kid.
I would rather not.
As a kid, I remember putting tapioca in and like being like, oh, I like this. And then I like was being mindful. And as I was pressing the tapioca balls up to the roof of my mouth, I was like, oh, kind of tastes like curdled food. This is, and I almost threw up. I remember it was like, nope. And now
it very much has the texture of a curdled. It's like if cottage, you know how cottage cheese isn't hard? like if you just left like a bowl of cottage cheese in the sun to bake. Ooh. I'm like, it's. Now I don't know if I'm going to shit or throw up. But something's coming out of me. Something's coming out of me very soon. Who knows what it's going to be? Maybe both.
Could be both. Something's coming out. I'm not sure what it's going to be or where it's coming from, but I'll tell you what. It's going to be curdled as fuck.
Oh, this is, speaking of disgusting food, but also real smart. Last night, Lee ordered pizza the other day, and there's some leftovers, and she made Brian for dinner a pizza panini. She has a panini press, fuck knows why, and took two slices of pizza, filled it with queso fresco, and then fucking panini pressed it.
That sounds fucking great. What kind of pizza was
it? Dude, I don't know. Shit, meat lovers or some gross
chicken
thing.
Chicken Florentine, one of our favorites.
Yeah, just like a nice thick like bechamel sauce. On pizza. No, thank you.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it smelled great.
Yeah.
And also terrible. God, I want to eat more pizza, but like it takes too much time. So if I could just like smash pizza on top of pizza.
Yeah.
And then press it down really flat.
That's a problem with pizza, is that like I can't eat five pieces at once. That's the real problem I have, is that I can't physically fit more than one.
It takes too long.
Yeah.
I'm a woman on the go. I got places to be.
Look at, if I can't get at least 1,800 calories in my body in 5 minutes or less, what am I even
What's
doing?
What's the point? not even, I might as well not even get out of bed that day.
Yeah.
Let alone eat something.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of, like, the Parisi, like, supermodels and actors are like, I don't get out of bed for less than $10,000. We don't get out of bed for less than 10,000 calories.
Immediately.
Right.
Within minutes. That's why we have to fucking put chocolate fudge in our omelets.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
We have to. We don't have time to have an omelet and then have fudge.
Well, it's like
this is devolving very quickly into just we're just gonna throw a bunch of shit in a blender.
I know. I mean, what, we don't have time. What are we at home on lockdown during a pandemic and we just have all day to fucking stand around and eat? No, we have things to do, like be nervous, think about other shit that's going wrong,
have crippling anxiety and depression, try to sleep, physically be incapable to do so.
Takes a lot of, not sleeping takes a lot of energy.
It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think exhausting, you go, well, then that should help with the sleep. You're wrong. It somehow makes it worse. You're so exhausted, you're more awake.
Yep.
I'm not a fucking doctor, okay? I can't explain it.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was last night. I went to sleep around 2 a.m. I was up doing laundry. Because now that everyone's home all the time and we only have 2 units in the little laundry basement, I just had to wait, and the person wasn't done till like 10:30, and I was like, well, I got to do all this laundry. So I did 4 loads of laundry last night, and I watched Psycho. That was on, that's a great.
The remake or the original?
The original.
Hell yeah.
Not
the poorly done shot-for-shot remake starring, what's his name?
Was it Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Bad casting, guys. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Anne Heche.
Oh, that's right. Remember her? I forgot about her.
Guys, remember Anne Heche?
She really fucked up by losing Ellen. You know what I mean?
She did.
Ellen is rich.
Grew the pooch on that.
Yep. She fucked up. I do love Ellen. And I'm sure everyone saw this clip. It was a while ago. But, like, we joke about people like, this feels like I'm in jail. But and obviously, Ellen's a comedian, so she gets away with it. But she made some joke while she was in her, like, palatial home the first week of the pandemic doing her show from her house, where she was like, she's like, yeah, it's like jail. I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days, and everyone here is gay, which is fun. It's a funny joke. But a lot of people were, like, not laughing. Yeah. They're just like, your backyard looks like a fucking zoo. Like,
I know.
You're a multi gazillionaire.
Yeah, you have, your house is like a $30 million house.
Right. That's why, and we want to thank you guys for being on the Patreon, and it's a perfect amount, because what keeps people funny? Being poor and struggling, you know? And I just want to...
Oh, we're never going to have to worry about not having that play.
No, and I got
to
tell you...
We're just going to get funnier.
I know. And when I look back at things in my life pursuing a career in stand-up comedy, and I look at the roadblocks and the times where I really think, like, this is going to be it, this is going to help me and take me to the next level, and then people just start fucking me out of things, I get mad, and then I go, you know what? Thank you. I see what you're doing. You're not being mean. You're being a helper. You're helping me be a better comedian by keeping me down.
And I thank you.
Because from this trauma, continued trauma over the last 10 years of pursuing comedy.
I was going to say, which one? Yeah. Which one specific trauma?
From the trauma caused by people in the industry over the last 10 years, always grows pain. You know, always comes comedy.
Always grows pain.
Yeah.
Also, yes. I love that you, like, your body wouldn't even let you say what you were going to say.
I know.
It was like, just pain. It's just pain.
I was really trying to say, from this tragedy grows comedy. But I'm like, from this tragedy goes. Goes.
Is your audio breaking again?
No, but I'm going to ADR this with crying.
Oh, good. Do that. When we break to take shits.
Yeah.
Just do like 30 seconds of crying.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about something else. What's going on with you? My brain just took a hard fucking turn. I'm like.
Yeah. Anyways.
What can you talk about on the show? Can you talk about the stuff we were talking about on the Patreon?
No.
Fuck.
No.
There's so much good stuff we have to talk about.
I know.
That we can only talk about in the Patreon group chat specifically. So
we really just need to exclusively do Patreons.
I know.
Because at this point, what is going on in both of our lives right now, nothing can be discussed publicly, and all we want to do is talk shit about it. So.
And we do love that our friends all listen to the show, and we thank you guys, but the problem is, yeah, we're funny, and we can riff about food, but mostly we also like to just talk shit about our real life friends, and you guys listen to the show, and thank you, and we love you, but also fuck you, because now we have to.
Now we can't say things.
Try to riff about, oh, I made a cheese burrito, and I'm like, well, IHOP, like, fucking nobody cares.
Nobody cares. We don't care. We're like, we don't want to be talking about
this. We'd rather be talking about the stuff we want to talk about. Oh, fuck.
I'm going to go take a shit.
Are you really?
Yeah, I really am. I'll call you back in 2 minutes.
All right, sounds good.
And we're back.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed those tears that maybe you heard for the last, I don't know, 2 minutes? Who knows?
Can I just say, and I know the audio is probably, but I can't close the window because it'll be too hot in here. I don't even think they're doing construction. While you were taking a shit and I was making a mocktail, I think they're just doing a performance of Stomp. They cannot be actual construction. Now they're just banging pots and pans. Maybe they're starting the essential worker cheer early.
Exclusively on your street.
Yep. They're just out there. I think there could be someone just breaking into a building, for all I know. And we're like, yeah, it's construction.
It could just be a bunch of people being murdered right now outside of your building with all those hammers. People are finally taking our broken bone advice, but breaking other people's bones. And we never asked you to do that.
Yeah.
You can't break other people's bones until you break your own.
Right.
Everyone knows that. You guys,
everyone knows that, right? You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't break your friend's bones. That's the rhyme.
That's the definite rhyme also. For sure it rhymes. It's a fucking apocalypse. Nothing matters anymore. We can make up our own rules.
Bones, nose, it's close enough.
Bones, toes, what?
Yep. As you tell me, fucking, rhyming means...
I give up.
They all end with an S. S-S-S. This episode is brought to you by the letter S.
Yeah, we haven't done a letter episode recently.
Oh, no, we have all of our episodes. Like, the letter would technically be F. F minus for every episode. So
minus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Did you sleep at all last night?
Oh, I slept great last night.
Oh, good.
For the first time. Well, I've been sleeping well. Shock, I know, guys. We never have that problem. I've been having, you know, everybody's been like talking about weird quarantine dreams. We were talking about this the other day on the Patreon. I haven't had any, really. But I'm getting this recurring dream that's almost a lucid dream that I have a fever. And it's been because it's been cold at night. It's like nice during the day, but it's cold at night. And my heavy blanket's in the car. So the past 2 nights, I've fallen asleep and then like woken up cold. Not like freezing cold, just like chilly. And then when I fall back asleep, I have a dream. I have like a full on like teeth chattering fever. But I'm on the air mattress in Leah's living room. Like, you know, when you'd like wake up or take a nap and whatever like your space is. Like, is part of your dream, and you're like, is this a dream? Is this real?
That you are speaking my language.
Oh, I know. And so I've been getting that, but it's where I have a fever, and like, I'm laying there, like, with a fever, like, shivering and being like, fuck, I have to tell Leah I've got COVID. Oh my God, I have COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so in the dream, I'm like, shit.
That's.
And then I wake up, like, oh, I don't have a fever. I was just a little chilly.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's really interesting.
And it's like been like a few nights in a row.
What does it mean? Callers, you know
what does it mean? It means that we're in the midst of a global pandemic. And so when I get a little chilly, because my brain's constantly kind of thinking about the fact that we're in a global pandemic, a slight chill in my half asleep brain turns into, you have a fever, you're going to die. So I think this is a pretty easy. It's not like my consistent tsunami dreams.
Yeah. Well, tsunami... That's scary. Well, the water, I was looking up because a couple other people in the Patreon chat have tsunami dreams. Tsunamis, because I'll have that sometimes. Water means change a lot of times. But
and what about when all of your loved ones die?
Murder.
Yeah. Guys, welcome back to everyone's favorite segment of anything all the time. What's up with those dreams? Oh, you know that thing literally no one ever wants to hear about? Other people's dreams? That's what we're going to do for the next 2.5 hours. This is going to be a long episode.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, Psycho last night was good to watch. It's just as weird. Like, nothing. I was tired all day. And then as soon as I woke up, because I knew, like, you know, just when you know whatever shit you have going on the next day, I laid down and just, like, every hour I woke up where I'm just like, is it time to get up? Can I get up and just start working on this thing? I got to work on this thing? And it's like, not restful, but then you can't stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning working on it because you're delirious.
Exactly. But then you can't sleep.
Right. So, yeah, I feel like fucking shit, but I'm drinking this because I put lime and seltzer and bitters in a glass. I'm like, ooh, maybe I'm not stressed. Maybe I've just got a buzz because I've been at the beach all day just hanging out.
Yeah, just tricking yourself into thinking you're drunk.
Yeah, maybe it's that I'm drunk. Maybe that's... I'm not sweeping the floor. There's kitty litter everywhere. So I just go like, oh, that's all this crunchy, all this sand in my toes.
Is this cocaine?
I'm just a gal at the beach. That's why I feel so tired. Because I've just been drinking and walking in sand.
All this sun.
My face just pressed up against the window with a little triangle of sun, the only little bit of sunlight that comes in.
You just get one of those like an iguana lamps. There you go.
It's just me staring at my phone. I have a sunburn from the in the shape of a rectangle on my forehead. I just because I've been just getting so much sun and vitamin D. Just like
yeah, just your pupils are massive from just staring, not blinking at your phone.
Just sitting in a pile of kitty litter.
Used,
yeah,
used kitty litter.
I've just been at the beach so much. That's what it is. Yeah.
Just rocking back and forth.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
You
want to
rip our faces off?
Yep, I do.
Wendy just kind of, like, pushed her face down a little bit, and it gave me the idea that it'd be fun to just rip our face skin off.
Yeah. Oh, I sent it. Oh, my God. I sent a text earlier. So today I was got up. Working on this thing, and it's exciting, but it's, you know, just ever things are good a lot of times. And here's the only analogy that I will give is when life gets, we've talked about this in the self-help book and when we were reading that, and it's very easy when you're outside of a situation and you see someone else going through a really hard time, it's very easy to be like, hey, you're going to get through this. And it's easy to, the difficult thing is when you're in it, you have to remind yourself, okay, pull it together. This is part of a process, but man, is it hard to, I've been having to meditate like 3 times a day. I just have to be like, I got to shut it down.
Meditate, do you mean panic nap?
By meditate, I absolutely, first of all, I do mean masturbate. I know it's like a hacky joke, but I have to jerk off 3 times a day. And I close my eyes and I'm like, relax. When things get difficult, I try to, all these different analogies, like I have different ones that I tell myself every day to get through the day. I'm like, so when life is hard, like there's a way out, and I go,
masturbate.
So, yeah, I masturbate. It's like, all these different things that I've said to other people for years. And when you're outside of it, it's easy to see where you're like, hey, and once you get out, and you know this, everyone knows this, when you're going through a hard time and it sucks, and then when you make it out the other side, you're like, oh, wow, I can see the lessons I learned. And it's easy to be like, okay, so now that was good. And then when the next hard thing happens, you're like, you like forget. It's like every month I forget I have a period.
That's interesting.
I do.
So every month, do you go to the bathroom and see blood and scream?
Yeah.
And call your mom and say, what is, I think I'm dying.
I do.
So the New York City 911 operators know you by name.
Yep.
Because once a month you call them going, I don't know what's happening. I'm bleeding out. And they go, Wendy? Wendy, is that you?
Is that Wendy?
What we got to talk about this? What time of month is it?
Yeah, do you check your Fitbit calendar? Check your Fitbit app. But I do. It's like I just forget, and all of a sudden it'll be like my back hurts to the point where I can't stand up. I'm crying all the time, and I'm like, this is the real world. I should probably kill myself. I can't fucking get out of bed, and I can't move, and I feel swollen, and I'm like, I look pregnant, and I panic, and then that's every month. And then I'll be like, I look at my calendar, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's my period. But for the first couple of days before, I'm always like, well, I guess I'm just, I'm seven. I'm 17 months pregnant, and I'm suicidal. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, sorry. I'm going to check my panties.
I think you should, like, I should put alerts into your phone once a month. Like, period's going to be here soon, just every day. I'll just remind you that you do have a period as an adult woman. And as it's close, I'll be like, I think it might be soon.
Yeah.
Do you want to kill yourself?
You think?
Or is it your period?
I've been, you know what, and my Fitbit tracker, that's the one thing is helpful because I'll do that. And I'm like, that's it. I'm done. Oh, what's a text that I sent today to somebody? You want to talk about ripping our faces off? So I wake up and then after 2 hours of like intense, I'm just like, it's too much. I got to take a break from working on this thing. And then I got a text like, hey, do you want to FaceTime? And I'm like, what I would like to do with my face is put it through this fucking glass table.
So no?
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. I'm just letting somebody into the building. Hopefully it's a package. I don't know.
It's probably one of those murderers from across the street. One of those hammer murderers.
I fucking wish. I'm leaving my windows open. I'm letting people into the building without looking. I have such a death wish, but I want to do it in a fun way, because if you kill yourself, you go to hell. And
exactly. It's suicide by cop. That's how I want. That's all. I always said I want to go out. Suicide by cop.
How'd you know? Suicide by hammer. Well, that's.
Yeah.
But what? That's suicide.
No. But like. I gave someone else the hammer.
Yeah.
I murdered someone else with the hammer. Then I put the hammer in their dead hand.
Yeah.
And then flopped their dead hand right onto me to kill myself. But like, really, it was like, they did it.
Yeah.
Just let me in.
I killed them with a hammer. I put the hammer in their hand, and then I just bashed my face into the hammer over their dead body. So people walking down the street are just like, oh, that woman's weeping over a dead person. Okay, keep moving. Move along. Move along. It's New York City.
Get out of here. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fucking.
So how are you guys holding up?
Yeah.
Good?
Well, what is today? We're recording this on the 19th.
Mm-hmm. It's a Tuesday. You know how I know? Because we're recording.
Hell yeah.
It's the only way I know.
So are you like, well, you're pretty much already packed and stuff like that. Are you?
Oh, I'm all packed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been packed for 2 months.
Yeah. What, do you have any hot plans for your last week in California?
No. No, there's still a global pandemic, so not really.
Yeah,
just, I don't know if see the same people I've seen for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
And lay in the driveway and hopefully get more tan. That's what I'm doing after we record.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting started on some bread dough, and then I'm gonna lay in the sun till I'm very red, and then, well, not run because I can't run. So slowly hobble down the beach stairs and jump in the ocean, or try to. I'm really nervous about my ankle, but I really want to go in the water.
That's so nice that you're even just that close to the ocean. I mean, you should do it. Do it. Get in there. Get in that ocean.
I'm just gonna wrap my ankle really good. I mean, it's like totally healed. I can totally walk on it, but it's just, it feels weak and stuff still. So I think it'll be fine. It'd be better if I didn't have to walk down a lot of stairs and then also climb over rocks down to the sand. That would make it a little easier if I did not have to do those things. But you know.
Okay, so now. Before the stairs, that was questionable, but now you're climbing over rocks. So I like how the issue is like, I don't know if I want to get in the water, but I don't know like if it's going to be weird in the water with my ankle. It's like, hold on.
I'm more concerned about the rocks and, I mean, I don't think, I can't like go out and swim.
Yeah.
Unless there's like absolutely no waves.
How many rocks? What's the rock situation? Is it?
By rocks, let's think more boulders for a visual that you have to climb down to get to the sand.
All right. So.
Like, normally not the safest. With a busted ankle. I just don't want to roll my ankle.
Oh, I also don't want you to roll your ankle. That makes a lot of sense. I think we maybe are using the logic like when someone's a little bit fucked up and they're like, I'm actually a better driver when I'm kind of drunk because I like know I'm fucked up.
So I'm not using that logic at all. I'm actively against that logic with the ankle.
I think because my ankle's busted, but maybe the rest of my limbs will become stronger. And so like I'll be more careful.
Is this like you lose your sense of sight and then you have like hyper sense of smell? Is that like we're going with that
yes.
thought process? I do like that. Like, well, my ankle's weak, but my wrists are strong. Like, what does that even mean? Oh, Christ.
Can somebody, I guess, and going over boulders, though, it doesn't really, because someone could help you up and down stairs, but boulders, that's really, that's a solo activity.
That is, that's a solo situation. Yes, climbing boulders to the beach is the masturbation of beach activities.
Yes.
You must do it alone.
No one can help you. I mean, people can guide you, but you have to do it yourself.
You got
to
do it yourself.
You know how, like, friends tell you where to move your hand?
Friends?
You know, buds.
Are we talking about boulder climbing or masturbation now?
Both.
Oh, both. You know, just when your friends tell you, like, where to put your hands.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at this point, I've been masturbating so much, there's not really a difference between me rubbing my clit and me boulder climbing. It's all kind of...
Because your hands are calloused.
Yeah.
And that thing is rock hard.
Right.
With infection and disease.
Correct. Not arousal. That's... What a gross, like, euphemism. Yeah, actually, you know what? Actually, I like that because it's hard to get a good euphemism for women jerking off because they'll be like, can't say jerk off because you're jerking off your clit. And then people like flick the bean.
Watch me. Watch me, by the way.
Yeah. Flick the bean. There's so many gross, it's like tickle the man in the canoe. Like with women, it's all very long. Have you ever heard that one?
It's all very, yeah. It's all very long and like flowerly.
Yes, it's flowerly.
Yeah, you know, like, it's all really romantic.
Yeah. You know, it's romantic.
Flick the bean.
Like,
I just think that sounds gross.
It's super gross. And tickling the man in the canoe is like, that sounds like
But also, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Who came up with that? Google.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess a man, a stupid, stupid man.
A stupid, dumb man.
Came up. Because... I've never, and I heard that, and I'm like, I get it, but also it's like, what a specific, the man in the canoe, it's like, what the fuck kind of...
Well, but why a canoe? Why not a kayak? Here we go. I found a bunch.
Yeah, well, that depends now, because now mine would be a canoe, because canoes are longer and a little bit bigger. Kayaks are smaller. Canoes, look, I refer to mine as a canoe. A canoe can fit, you know, sometimes up to 7 people. A kayak, you're tops 2. Tops 2 people are fitting in a kayak. But a canoe, you can get a group in there.
That's so maybe it just depended on the pussy they saw.
Yeah.
If it was a smaller pussy, it would have been a kayak. But because it was a huge fucking blown out pussy. Okay. Visiting the safety deposit box.
Stop it.
Auditioning the finger puppets. None of these are fucking real. No one says these. Dialing the rotary phone. Getting lost in the deep end.
Ooh,
I do not like that. Jilling off. Get it?
Ugh.
Get it? Do you get it?
Get it? Do you guys?
Oh, this one's for us. Checking the undercarriage.
I thought you were going to say this one's for us. Rummaging through the garbage.
Yeah. This is for us. Violently vomiting.
Yeah. Oh, this one's for us. Dumpster diving.
Ooh. Buttering your muffin. Ooh. Knitting? Just knitting. Just knitting. Visiting the bat cave.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the knitting I can see because that's probably some kid that, like, doesn't know and their parent, like, their mom, they would be like, hey, mom, what are you doing? She was like, oh, I was knitting. And you're like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Weird. You're panting. You're breathing very heavily.
She's got her hands.
I'm knitting. It's a lot. It's a big blanket.
Yeah, because your hands are under the blanket and they're moving around. What are you doing? Knitting.
What's that vibration sound? Shut up! It's a new type of knitting needle. It's automated.
Where are you reading these?
I just Googled phrases for female masturbation.
Yeah. I think we need boulder climbing. I think that's a great one.
I think boulder climbing's good.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you guys, put that into the vocab. Again, true is trash. Some other fucking thing that we made up that I forgot. Some other stupid shit that we said that I forgot. If you guys remember.
Like last week. Just last week was another one. And I think we like named the episode after it. And I can't remember.
Some other stupid
shit. This is why we have you guys around. Because you remember this shit. We do not.
Yeah. Yeah. So add boulder climbing. Had a rough morning of boulder climbing.
What was that?
That's what I sound like after I finish climbing a boulder.
It's so weird.
It's a good thing that my sound doesn't work when I'm sexting people on FaceTime.
That's like you're sexy instead of like a sexy like purr, which I can't do. Like a girl. Again, why don't people want to fuck us when we're literally like oh, I'm being sexy. Girl. Just pulling our fucking fatty chest balls out of our tits.
We've cut open our tits and we're pulling out chunks of actual flesh. Walking around like zombies, like,
You know, boobs are just filled with testicles. That's all boobs are. They're just a fucking back, two sacks of testicles.
Hey, guys. holding a piece of our body that we've ripped out of it. Like, that it seems...
just like dragging a broken ankle behind us. Like, just fucking pouring blood out of our chest, holding hairy testicles that we've ripped out of our own bodies.
And we're doing,
why don't you ever want to have sex with me?
And we're just trying to climb over the rocks just to get to the beach.
Just like fucking elephant seals just flopping around.
Like, I think there's zombies trying to get them come to the beach.
It's worse, I think they're trying to fuck us.
Oh my god.
Are you guys having fun? We're having a blast.
We hope you guys are having a good time because we.
I love envisioning like when we have these moments where like we're just losing our minds and fucking find something that is not that funny, very funny. What people who are listening are looking like as we're doing this. Like we're just laughing and people are just like stone faced, like looking ahead, like what? Why is this funny? I mean, I guess like they have a podcast, so they must know better than me. I don't know.
And they're like, I'm trying. I've listened to this episode multiple times. I keep rewinding.
Because I'm like, okay, I just must not get the joke.
Yeah, but I...
But I don't think there's a joke there.
I'm pretty sure there's not a joke. I think this is sleepover funny, where it's only funny.
It's 4 a.m. We're whispering so we don't get in trouble.
Yep. And we're just like, we're going to stay awake and go get bagels as soon as it opens. and like, where you're so tired, you just keep the bit going. And so we're like, this is going to be really funny. And so we like walk into the bagel shop and we're like, whoa.
Yeah, just like, ma'am, please leave. Also, it's a global pandemic. We're closed.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh man. Whew. On the bright side, when you're in a global pandemic and everything else in your life is also toppling in on top of you, the bright side
is... Get a belly laugh.
Anything is funny.
Nice ab workout?
Yeah. The dumbest shit is funny because you're like, just anything. I need a little bit of joy. So I'm going to...
I will pretend like it's funny.
Right. I'm lying to myself and pretending this has got vodka in it, and we're lying to ourselves and pretending that that was funny.
Oh, I'm about to put vodka in something.
I already took a shit, and I already had bacon, so it's time for a drink of something.
And dairy. So it's time to drink vodka. I've taken 4 shits, had bacon, of course I did. Yesterday, almost all I ate all day was cheese.
Oh, that sounds great.
Just fucking straight cheese, where I was like, I'm either going to shit my brains out or be very constipated. Which one do you guys think it is? And then I woke up this morning, took 2 shits, and then made fucking bacon and cottage cheese for breakfast. So shit within 10 minutes of eating that.
Oh, that's so nice. My stress is my shits are off. So I did work out yesterday. That was good. I also, the night before, because I once a week do a treat where I order out. And that's been a very nice treat. But I got like a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh,
onion rings, dipped that in my spicy chipotle mayo, and then I had pistachio. And then I finished the burger and all the onion rings, but I got in the and it's still in the freezer pistachio ice cream and a glazed coconut donut, and I've been like to mix together. So I ate that 2 days ago, and I haven't taken like a decent complete shit, so I feel a little out of sorts.
Oh, I ate a rare steak the other night and woke up violently shitting. That's why I eat bacon and I shit immediately. I don't eat a lot of meat. And when I do, it's like, I think it's psychological because it's like there's no chance it's even like passed through my digestive system yet.
No. Yeah, that's got to be.
If I eat like red meat, or it's fucking immediate. So it's got to be psychologically, like my brain's like, oh, you got to shit.
Yeah. I need to go get.
Because otherwise, I'd be much thinner. If my body processed food that quickly, I would be super tiny.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, if you take a bite of food and you immediately shit, that's psychological. Because that's not.
Yeah.
Even my cat takes a few minutes. Sebastian takes a couple mins to work up a poo.
Couple mins?
Couple mins. He takes a couple mins.
Oh, I liked a couple mins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He takes a couple of mens. When we had, I got the Wi-Fi hooked up in here, and like, dude, so I had like a person's apartment, and you're supposed to be like socially distancing from people, but my apartment is, you've been inside, not that big. And they were like, is there anything we should know? And I'm like, well, I have a cat. So they sent the guy here, and he was here for like an hour and a half, and they're like, is it a mean cat? And I was like, no. If somebody tried to break in, like, Sebastian tries to attack me a lot. A stranger comes in, and he just, like, rolls over and shows his belly, like, come on and touch me. This fucking cat. And he was running, and he was, like, walking around. And the guy was trying to, like, pull, like, cords up through the window, and Sebastian was, like, rubbing up against his leg. And I'm like, okay, we can't. I get it. Now you're making me, now I look like I abuse my cat. I'm like, I try to be like, I masturbate with my cat all the time. So don't let him act.
So fucking, could you stop trying to fuck my cat, please, sir? Yeah.
So
if anyone's fucking that cat, it's me.
Right. I was like, when I saw him rubbing up against the cable guy, I was like, okay, first of all, I was like on my hands and knees. I'm like, if I see the teeniest hint of a hard cat dick coming out when someone else comes in this apartment,
it's over.
You no more ham. He gets ham as a treat.
No more ham.
Yeah, I give him a little bit of ham, and he like, or anytime he eats, and then like 2 or 3 minutes later, a nice, huge dump. And then he kicks sand all over the place and runs around the apartment, and I'm like, all right.
I love that you're calling it sand now.
Yep.
Just beach sand? He just kicks beach sand around because this apartment is on the beach.
Right. This apartment is the beach. This is...
Oh, I would love for you to really lose it and just get fucking cover your hardwood floors in sand.
Not a bad idea.
Get a kiddie pool.
Yep, a kiddie pool, and that's K-I-T-T-Y. So a pool.
Kitty. It's a kiddie pool. That's really, see, we could be losing our minds so much more than we already have.
I know.
Oh, and everybody's starting to believe that, like, this is all fake and, like, blown out of proportion. Have you heard that? I've been hearing a lot more, like, regular-ish people.
Yeah, well, I've been seeing things on Twitter.
That are, like, it's not as serious as they're making us believe.
Well,
yeah.
I've seen on Twitter where people, it'll be like, no names necessary, but do you know anyone personally who's been affected by COVID-19? But yeah, a lot of people are starting to be like, because there's a conspiracy thing. People are like, is this even real? Like, are these all crisis actors? It's like, no.
See, I don't even mean like that far, but people are just like, it's just not that big of a deal. Like, it could have been, but it didn't end up being as big of a deal as they thought that it was. And now they're just like saving face. And so they're keeping everything closed and they don't need to. Oh, yeah. I'm hearing that from like a lot of people. Like, I know personally.
Really?
Yeah. I would not consider crazy conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I don't. Again, it's
normally.
Like, it's like we've talked about this before, and we talked about with, you know, I don't, just when people stop taking medication that they need, and then because they're like, oh, I feel fine, so I don't have to take these meds anymore. It's like, no, the reason that you feel good or you feel okay is because you are taking these. The reason that it's not spreading and the reason that I think that it's like, oh, it's calming down and things are slowly able to be reopened. And this is just, and again, I'm not watching the news. I'm obviously like, I mean, we are doctors and geniuses, but like, you know.
And moms,
doctor genius moms. It just seems logical that it's like, oh, no, that's why it's slowing down, because people are starting to wear masks and stay inside. And so that's why it's not being a crazy big deal.
But that's why I think what just needs to happen at this point is just like everything's going to open up, going to go back to normal. And then it's going to fucking be another crazy wave and they're going to have to shut everything down again.
Yeah. I mean,
because I just think that because not a whole bunch of people that people know are personally getting sick, they're like, look it. It's like, okay, so let's just open everything up, and then a shit ton more people will get sick. And then maybe, then it'll just be like, it'll be like this.
Yeah.
For a month, people will be cool with it, and they'll be like, why is it? What's happening down here? Nobody's wearing masks in Orange County anymore.
Oh, really?
Nobody.
I think they look fucking cool. So I actually not, and I'm not, but like not a, I have the, like the skull. I got this mask. It's like a gray with a hot pink, like the skull on it.
Oh,
it's really cute. It's just like the sock, like the sleeve kind. I actually like it because you save money. It's less sunscreen. You don't have to put makeup on the lower half of your face. And I just think it looks cool.
Yeah, you could rob a bank.
Yeah. I think it looks cool. And then there's some people that walk around New York with like the, and I got a little bit, got to be honest, a little turned on because there's a guy in like a suit, like well-dressed.
Hello.
With a mask, like a surgical mask on and gloves. And it was my whole pussy was like, oh, this is American Psycho. Like, I need it. Let me stop being mad. Look, take out your headphones. Don't listen to music. Be present. You are in Manhattan and there are psychotic white men walking around.
Ready to rape and kill you.
With a surgical mask and gloves. I'm like, this is my fucking wet dream.
Got to run back to the apartment and do some boulder climbing real quick. do a little free solo.
Oh, there's nothing free about this solo. If you're going to...
Oh.
Hello. Yeah, people, and I saw someone, I do like, it is a weird thing, but you can't really judge someone's mask because like I'll wear the little sock one that I'm like, oh, this is kind of cute actually. And then you can do like, then your eyes. I just think it looks cool because I feel like an assassin. I'm like, oh, I feel like a ninja. But then some people, they are scary. They have the full masks with like the fucking, they look like steampunk things with the like air things on the side.
Oh, the filter.
Filter on the side. And they sound like Darth Vader and Hannibal Lecter. Like I was walking home yesterday, And I heard this sound and I kind of stopped and I was like, is it my breathing weird? Am I like, is there like a weird something? It sounded like, and I turned and it was a guy and just with those masks on and he was just like, but just like casually walking home with a pizza.
That's fucking weird. Also, when the way Wendy like acted out the mask, it just looked like you were doing like a plague doctor mask.
Yes.
Which that's funny. Have you heard people have been going around wearing those?
What is a plague doctor mask? What is that?
Like the super pointed, where it looks like a beak.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like from the Black Plague, when people were even somehow dumber than they are now.
Yeah.
And thought that helped somehow. I mean, people aren't doing it like, because they're doing it to be like funny or scary. But I guess there's been reports of like people like calling the police and be like, this is scaring children. Because it's probably just some like dickhead black metal kid in his fucking early 20s, like walking around a neighborhood in Minneapolis.
Oh.
Wearing a fucking plague doctor's mask and cape. Which I'm like, that's kind of, I would, if I looked outside and saw that, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
That's really funny. Now, I'm against going out and just drinking at these outdoor bars. We talked about this a little bit on the Patreon, like on the hangout, the chat. But New York, like, and I'll post, I can post videos, but there's no sound because my phone is a fucking whatever, but.
So just again, add crying.
Yeah, I'll just, yeah, let me, I'm going to, I'll add crying. You know what? I'll do an audio mix over the tapes of what looks to be Mardi Gras on the street. People are packed, but everyone's got a mask on, but they just pull it under their chin, and I'm like, then don't even wear it.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is like, it's cool, like the kids would like sag their pants, or like, fuck you, we're not gonna wear a belt. It's like, it's just weird, and it's, no offense, it's a lot of fucking dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes.
White dudes.
Yes, who are just like,
you're the worst.
I'm gonna look like a fucking Brian. Nerd.
I'm gonna go yell at Brian when we finish recording.
Yeah. Well, people on the street.
For being a white man.
I would go out to a bar. Like, if you lived here, we would go out to, like, the Mardi Gras, like, just go out to the scene. But I would do that with the plague mask, the pointy mask, and the gloves, and go out and drink and smoke cigarettes and that thing. It's tough because I see people out, and I'm like, and I don't want to shock anyone, but in my neighborhood and the Upper East Side, the bars, there are bars that are fully, there are people sitting inside. And it is a weird thing because it makes me feel a little bit alarmist where I'm like, someone's sitting in a building. Because I'm like, well, if you're cleaning and, you know. But restaurant bars are just open in some of the, like, Italian places. It's like old Italian places that have been here for forever. They're just open and it's people sitting at the bar drinking. They're spaced out.
Yeah.
But they're like, we're not going to make you stand in the street. Just come sit inside and have a fucking glass of wine.
Yeah.
And that is real tempting, but I walk by and I'm like, B, don't be naughty.
They're doing that here too. They're starting to just like, places are just opening.
Yeah.
And doing like some places are being stupid and just packing, but other places, like we were driving around the other day and there's a couple of bars that just, you know, they have like in New York, like the kind of garage door windows and stuff and doors so that they can make like the patio bigger and connect to the inside of the restaurant, and they're just opening everything up. And just, like, a few people, they're doing to-go drinks, but they're also, like, if you want to sit on the patio, but, like, you know, they have, like, three tables instead of six.
Yeah.
Set up. It's, like, be socially distanced, but, I mean, it's just people, everybody's fucking freaking out.
I know.
And, unfortunately, it's like, well, we're just going to have to go back to normal.
It's a weird balance.
Also, when everybody thinks that this is, you know, fake.
Yeah, see, that's what's crazy is, like, and this is what we're talking about the other day, that happened on the street. Here's the thing is, because to me, I think part of me is like, okay, that seems cool. Like, I would actually like that. I have a couple friends that live in the neighborhood, and I was texting them, and they're all still here. And I'm like, let's go out and let's go out, walk around, go get a glass of wine. Like, places are open just to have something where, like, to feel some kind of normal. Because I haven't been hanging out with anybody. Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen anybody. And they're all people that they're like, I haven't left my house in 2 months. They're like, I just leave to go get toilet paper. And so I know that they're like, I am where they're just sitting inside. And so, but it is a weird thing of like to go out, because it seems like there's a way to do it responsibly, which is go sit apart from each other, wear a mask.
Yeah.
But people, there's this weird, like, it's this weird, that's like autocorrect where people, there's a sense of rebellion of like, well, we've been inside for 2 months. So now the places are open, because people are on the street. They're packed. No one's wearing a mask. They're smoking cigarettes. When people would walk by, I would like walk by like a nerd in a mask and gloves being like, excuse me, I'm trying to exercise.
Have you seen my pocket protector?
Where's my inhaler?
You're a 90s nerd on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
That's apparently what you look like walking around New York City.
Yeah. Okay. You guys.
You have tape on the middle of your glasses.
For sure I do. Just wandering around and I'm like, meh, 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 like moving through the streets. And they would see when they would, like the cool kids who were and they're serving nachos. People are just standing in the street, eating nachos, smoking cigarettes, drinking booze with masks down around their neck like a choker.
Yeah. It's good luck.
And I was like walking.
That's where it does the most good.
Yeah, that's where it's about. And I would like walk through and to walk through the crowd. And as I'd walk through, there were some people who were just like fucking hammered and for sure like on other drugs. Walking through and they'd see me.
You already said they were cool.
Yeah.
We get it.
We get it. They're doing coke off the hood of a fucking cab. And like I walk through and they would just be like, like fake cough onto like at people that were wearing masks. And I was like, this is fucking
cool.
Yeah. And I was like, this is.
I mean, these people are pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? This is. I went home. I burned all my masks and my gloves. And then I fucking walked back out there, licked a couple subway poles. And I just walked up to the party with cigarettes and just started ripping flesh out of my tits.
Who needs a ball?
Yeah. Just like, hey, guys.
Spinning around, and so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fall.